Sure, you have your mic muted and you use the raise hand button to ask a question. Just hit participants. It's in the bottom right if you don't see it. So we can get started with questions for James now. And we'll start with Marty Thompson.
Hey, James. Thoughts on how your defense worked today? I mean, those two center backs have played, well, you played as well, 270 minutes so far all in the heat. But how do you feel that they fared today?
Oh, I think, once again, our back line was solid. As we've showed throughout the tournament so far leading up to this game today, we've been getting better and better, giving up less chances. And it just makes my life easier at the end of the day when they're stopping all the opportunities, and whether or not the other team can get a chance, they make it pretty simple for me to see it. So I'm, again, really happy with the way our backline played. And I just think we're going to get better and better as the tournament goes on, as we build the chemistry.
And Coach Gale seems to think you guys have the worst schedule in the league. I'm not going to get you to comment on that specifically, but how have you guys managed with these games in short succession and obviously not having many games before that?
Yeah, it's been difficult. Obviously, well, we knew that going into the tournament, there wasn't going to be a very orthodox setting due to the fact that we're playing every 2-3 days. I think it was our third game in 6 days. So, again, difficult. You know, considering the circumstances with the pandemic and all that, we did the best to prepare, and I think we came out of the stretch fairly well. Again, unfortunately, we couldn't get the 3 points today, but it wasn't a loss. We take a point. That's 4 for us and 3. And again, we're managing our load. We're managing the way we're recovering, which is very important as well. And we're just looking to get ready for the next one.
Cheers. Thanks, James.
And we'll move on to Ed Tate now.
Hey, James. You mentioned the growing chemistry. What are you seeing in that respect that you like?
Well, for me personally, I think that, once again, all of our, not only our defense, but our team, we're holding each other accountable for all our actions. And that goes without saying our back line. Our back line has been, again, very, very solid. You can see more and more, especially me, since I'm right behind them, the communication they give to each other. There's always talking amongst ourselves. So it's very positive, especially considering that was a very key point. I think we did an amazing job, and we're looking to keep going forward.
Thank you.
And do we have any more questions for James? All right, we'll move on to Rob Gill. Thanks for joining us, James.
Brilliant, Jim. What a keeper. Glad he's in our dressing room.
All right, so we'll get started. Ryan Brent, do you want to start us off with questions for Rob?
Sure. Rob, I wanted to ask a bit more about Julian Dunn, his performance today, and you know what that means for this group. He seems to kind of embody what you're looking for from the entire team so far.
Yeah, he's been excellent, hasn't he? I mean, 19 years old, physically dominant, positionally, reads the game well, and then he gets on the ball. He shows bravery the other way, and he's a great foil for Drew there, forming a good partnership with James behind him and Raf in front of him, and I can't say enough good things about the lad. He's just a humble, hard-working, terrific kid, and I knew how good he was, and we were delighted to get him in here.
I'm sure you would have liked to have had 3 points today, but how confident are you in this side in grinding out results on days like this where it could have gone either way, but you seem to be able to seem confident in that group that they would at least get a point from this one?
Well, if you defend well, right, and you have a platform to try and go forwards, I think we lacked a little bit in the final third and some energy in the first half, understandably, and then some transitional moments just didn't quite take care of our final pass, and we didn't want it to be a track meet. We didn't want it to be a transitional game because they've got great quality in their midfield on their wings and pace in the forward lines, right? So we know they're a difficult team. Their fullbacks get on. They're going to test you for 90 minutes, and that's what they did. But we stood strong, like you say, and that gives you the confidence and then the platform to try and keep building the football identity that we're trying to build with the ball.
Thanks.
And Marty Thompson, do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, is it just me, Robert? Like, were there some positives
out of the front line today in the attack. I know obviously the finished product wasn't there, but your thoughts on how the forward line played?
Yeah, good. Again, you know, created some chances. I haven't seen the one back with Sean at the end where he's flagged offside. But we've got good talent in there. You know, Fraser Master, I thought, grew into it and started getting into good pockets, and we had areas that we wanted to exploit them and try and play between their sort of diamond setup on with diagonal passes and get into half spaces. And we executed well up until like that last little extra run. Like I said, it would have been nice to have a week's rest and have a go at them. But on 2 days rest, I can't fault the energy and the effort of any player from front to back.
They were
first class.
Yeah, and switching to the back there, James was mentioning that growing chemistry between the back line and himself. Like, what does that look like to you, and what do you see on the pitch that makes a difference there?
It looks sexy to me. The boys are doing well. Gives you the confidence to play. Like I said, there's a good understanding. I think the desire to work. Right, look, last year we had 5 games in 15 days to start the season. And this is the same sort of thing. You've got to be able to keep players healthy. And last year we couldn't get a settled back four, which didn't help us and didn't give us the platform to go forward. And then players who came in didn't step up to the plate, especially in the attacking areas as well, early doors. So with the stability and the organisation behind the ball, we have a chance to play the type of football I've always preached. And anybody who's been with me at national teams and anywhere else knows we try and play and try and play the game in the right way. So I think, you know, it's a key piece of it.
Thanks.
And Ed Tate, you can go ahead.
Hey, Rob. One of the things that you've addressed the improvements to the back line and the goals against, but you must be happy with the resilience your guys have shown through 3 games in 6 days and all in the midday heat and some of those other things that are maybe speak to the team's maturity and resilience. Could you speak a little bit about that?
You said it all there for me, Ed, in the question. Delighted with them. Look, it's hard to play a game every 3 days. 2 days rest, one to recover, one to get organised against a team that moves the ball like York do and the quality players they've got. Apo getting on the ball and getting turned, playing in the pockets, Ryan and Mikey P. You know, they play football well and they try and move you side to side with the fullbacks going on. And you have 1 day to prepare for that. It's very, very difficult. And then you try and exploit where they might give you some areas with their attacking brand of football. And we talked about transition and those kind of things. It's a slog. This is a tournament that is going to be survival of the fittest. It's like Survivor. We're on an island. And we want to keep ourselves in it as long as we can. 4 points, like you say, from 3 games in 6 days, Ottawa had an extra day's rest than us. York had an extra day's rest than us. We only get 2 days to prepare for Pacific again. And all 3 games in the heat, 2 p.m., three of the hottest days since we've been here. We couldn't write a worse script for the physical conditioning. But, you know, that's where you say that resilience, that mental mindset comes in. And I'm delighted, absolutely delighted with the boys, how they've responded and battled, and that was a game not to lose at the end there, and hopefully try and sneak one the other way, but to get a point and back-to-back results, I'm so proud of the fellas today, and they deserve all the credit.
Perfect, thank you, sir.
Cheers.
All right. Sorry, did anyone else want to ask any more questions? Okay, so we will wrap it up there. Our next match is Tuesday at 7:00 Central against Pacific FC. And Rob, you can just leave the meeting running as we'll move on to York 9 now. Thank you.
Great. Shout out to all those staff, Brett, who got laid off yesterday. That's one for you. Valor Army, we'll keep going.
All right. Okay,
welcome everybody. Mickey Benedetti, CPL. We have head coach from York 9 FC, Jimmy Brennan. Let's start with the hand icon for questions. I see Charlie O'Connor-Clark is first.
Hey, Jimmy. I mean, maybe some issues still with the final balls and the finishing, but did you kind of feel that you guys were the better side today, especially in midfield?
Yeah, we do. You know, we felt we had a lot of control in that game today. Felt we moved the ball well at times. Our fullbacks were getting in the right positions. And I think overall, yeah, I think we did have control. We had a lot of possession, a lot of good clean movements, and found our pockets. We had the move inside the side, so I felt we were in control today.
Are you at all concerned with the finishing, or are you kind of still confident the dust is going to fall into place soon?
Look, I'd be worried if we weren't getting shots and we weren't getting in the right areas. We're getting into the right areas, and that just comes with sharpness. You know, it's just that final ball, because our runs were good. You know, we're hitting the near post, the far post. We're hitting the penalty spot with our runs. But it was just delivery. But that's sharpness. That's a good, clean pass into the areas where you want it. And I felt that at times it was a little bit rushed. When we could just take a breather and play those balls into the areas where they need to be, because the players were waiting. So I was happy with the runs, the movement into the box. But it was just the quality of the delivery wasn't the best. But I think overall, you know, look, I was happy with the way that we played. You know, they're strong down that right side. I thought we shut it right down on them. We made it very difficult for them when they had possession. And then we let our football take over.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Charlie. Next up is Giancarlo Alino. Go ahead.
Hi, Jimmy. Michael Petrasso got subbed out. He seemed to be injured there. Have you gotten an update if it's serious at all?
Yeah, no, not yet. And it was disappointing because I thought Michael was just starting to get into a little rhythm there. He was getting into the game. He was causing them problems. You know, both flanks we were with Brian getting down the left and Petrasso getting down the right. But it's a shame. You know, he felt something and we took him off right away. Didn't want to risk it and make it worse. But we'll see. We just got back now, so we'll find out shortly where he's at.
And also, you got a clean sheet today in the 0-0 draw. So I guess what would you say about the performance of the back line tonight and supporting Ingham in goal?
Yeah, no, look, the back line's been great. You know, even against Pacific, you know, throughout the game, we were solid. And we conceded on a set play, no open goals. And then today, the exact same thing. You know, we were nice and solid. We were organized defensively. We had good shape, good balance. We were aggressive in our play defensively. And we didn't feel that they were causing us problems. And, you know, it was good to get a clean sheet, but it's just we need to be a little bit sharper with our movements in our final ball in the final third. It's got to be better. But defensively, I'm happy with our shape and how the team's defending.
I guess final question for me. JC Katsopoulos made his debut today. What did you see out of his performance?
Yeah, JC is a great, great little player. You know, he's got an eye for goal. And obviously he joined the team a little bit late, so we had to get him up to match play and get him ready fitness-wise so that he would come on today. He's got his minutes. But I've liked Jace. You know, I think he's a great, great little player. And given a chance, you know, he does score your goals. And that's where we're at right now. You know, we've got some good attacking pieces, and now it's just getting them to get in their stride, get their goals, and start firing on all cylinders. So we're almost there. And the good thing is we're still picking up points. We haven't lost a match. And now it's just getting strikers just to finish their chances.
Thanks, Giancarlo. Robin Glover has a question.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thanks, Rocket Robin here. Do you look glass half empty or glass half full? You can say you're undefeated, or the critics might say you haven't won yet. How do you look at it for coming up to the next game?
I think you know us, Robin. We're positive. Our whole group is. We believe in ourselves. We've got a good squad. And we're not worried. We feel that we've got enough here within this group to get into that next stage. Two wins, I think, gets you in with the points that we got. 9 points, might even be less now. Might even be 8. But look, we're positive. We're not worried right now. And now we're just going to focus on that next match, try to get everybody fit and ready, get back out into the pitch, and get our tactics right for that next match. We thought we got our tactics right today, and we've got to get it done again for Forge next, which should be a great match.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Mickey.
Okay, I don't see any hands up, so we'll wrap it up with Jimmy, and we'll move on to Manny.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Jimmy. Okay, we've got York 9, Manny Aparicio. We're going to start with questions. We'll start with Charlie O'Connor Clark. Go ahead.
Hey, Manny. Jimmy felt pretty positive about that game, kind of all the possession you had and the way you moved the ball around. Did you also kind of feel that you guys were the better side, even though you couldn't quite finish any off?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the main things we've kind of been talking about in the away from the last two games was basically, you know, we had to have more control of the game and we had to be better defensively. We were letting too many chances and too many opportunities. And we did that. But, you know, obviously, while doing that, we still got to have that attacking threat to our side, which we kind of lacked at times, you know, that final ball, that final pass over there. But, you know, we build on this. Like I said, our priority was to have that possession side back and that defensive, you know, toughness to us. And we got that back, and now it's just about building on to that.
With so many kind of draws going around the league so far, the threshold for the top four might be a little lower than we might have expected. But is there maybe a little bit more urgency now going into the next match or two?
Yeah, well, like you said, there has been a lot of draws. So, you know, by no means this has really changed our mentality and our mindset. We know we need a couple wins, and that's just how we're going to come up the next few games. We've been coming out with that same mentality. We just haven't been lucky enough to get them. But, you know, that's on Tuesday we have Forge, and we're going there for the point.
Thanks, Manny.
Robin Clever, do you have a question?
Yeah. Oops. Yeah, thanks. How frustrating or is it easy?
Okay, so we're doing final round. Sure. Event. Nobody.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, no, I just cut myself off. Sorry. How frustrating is it that, or is it easy to adapt that, you know, it's the first half and there's an injury already? Is it like a head thumper that, oh no, not again? Or do you just deal with it?
Yeah, no, it's just things you got to deal with in the game. You know, it's part of the game. We were unlucky. We thought Mike was good to come back and play the 90. Maybe we rushed it a little bit, who knows, or maybe it was another injury. I think it was something else, actually. But, you know, Max came on, and we have all the faith in him. He's playing well in the last two innings that he had on as a sub. And I think he did well. You know, maybe just a little bit tired from the tempo of the game, because he wasn't really used to, because he is a young guy. But I think Max came on with energy and done well. And you know, just that's what we would expect from any young guy that would come on in that situation. You know, we kind of come on and make that difference. Same with Jace, when he came on, I think he did well as well. Probably a little bit better game on the subcontract. So yeah, you know, it's a positive when all these guys are getting in and getting more minutes.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Robin. Marty, I saw your hand up. It's down now.
I was just gonna ask what happened with the bloody kit there. I didn't. what was that from your perspective?
I don't know. I think it was. I got cut a little bit above my lip, and you know, I guess from wiping my own. It kind of got on my jersey, but that was all.
Yeah, I couldn't tell how severe it was. Okay, thanks for that.
Thanks. Okay, if we have no more questions, we'll wrap it up for Manny. Thanks, Manny. Just a reminder to everybody, York 9 plays again on Wednesday, August 26th against Forge. It's the 9:05 Derby, and it's 2 p.m. Atlantic time. Thanks again, everybody, for joining.